The Pentagon is happy Japan will acquire F-35s. Boeing's newest VP will watch the company's carbon footprint. And a Russian airliner's new wing has been made by Diamond Aircraft. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, December 26th, 2011. A spokesman says the U.S. government welcomes the Japanese selection of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter for its defense force. Navy Captain John Kirby, a Pentagon spokesman, told reporters Japan's purchase of 42 of the stealth aircraft will be, quote, a critical component of strengthening our partnership in the alliance and working to improve security in the region, unquote. Japan chose the F-35 despite its being the most expensive bid because of its advanced capabilities. Defense Minister Yasuo Ichikawa told reporters in Tokyo, quote, the security environment surrounding future fighter jets is transforming. The F-35 has capabilities that can firmly respond to the changes, unquote. In response to widespread negative reaction to its plan to hit subscription services providing electronic charts with new fees, the FAA has released a summary of the recent meeting between its AeroNav division and dozens of companies in the digital chart market. The tone of the meeting seems to be that the charges are coming and companies can either be on board or find another line of business. Fred Anderson, director of the FAA's AeroNav product division, says the FAA has had the legislative authority to charge for the aeronautical products since the charting program was instituted in 1926, that the FAA needs to recover $5 million in costs related to producing the data, and that reports to Congress show no impact to aviation safety from the price increases. Industry representatives expressed concerns and suggestions, among them that the proposed timetable for phase-in is too quick, and AeroNav reps have said they're willing to revisit that timing. Kim Smith has been named by Boeing to the position of VP of Environment, Health, and Safety. She'll report to John Tracy, Boeing Chief Technology Officer and Senior VP of Engineering, Operations, and Technology. Smith succeeds Mary Armstrong, who has announced her retirement after 27 years with the company. Since 2007, when the Environment, Health, and Safety Group was formed under Armstrong, Boeing says its Carbon Disclosure Project Index score on climate change awareness and reporting has improved from 35 to 92, and the company has steadily improved its employee safety record. Diamond Aircraft delivered a prototype wing assembly for the new Russian MC-21 airliner to state-owned Aero Composite on December 15th. Diamond is best known for its GA and LSA products and has spent 2 years developing the airliner wing. It's based on the new carbon infusion technology that allows building big components like tail units or wings with high stability at low weight. The final assembly of the wing took place at Premium Aerotech in Lechfeld, Germany. Christian Dries, owner of Diamond Aircraft, commented, quote, this prototype wing shows that this material, used for smaller aircraft since 5 decades, will have a major impact on the design of future airliners. With only 0.3% porosity, Diamond Aircraft developed the infusion process to its best, unquote. Up next on ANN, FedEx joins in condemning 2 levels of safety. IAM wins the right to represent flight attendants at ExpressJet. And DOT's Inspector General criticizes FAA's oversight of safety. You are listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, December 26th. I'm Paul Plack. The FedEx Master Executive Council of the Airline Pilots Association has issued a statement concerning the FAA's new crew duty and rest rules. The union calls the rule a political failure. Council Chairman Scott Stratton says, quote, "It is outrageous that the new rule does not include cargo. Cargo aircraft operate into the same airspace, into the same crowded airports, surrounded by millions of homes, and face the same challenges every other professional aviator encounters on a 24-hour basis," unquote. He adds, quote, "It is clear that special interest money and politics won over safety today. Our work to achieve a single level of safety as envisioned by the founding fathers of the Airline Pilots Association shall continue," unquote. In an election prompted by the merger of ExpressJet Airlines and Atlantic Southeast Airlines, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has won a contest to determine union representation rights for more than 2,000 flight attendants. In voting, the IAM, which represented 1,150 ExpressJet flight attendants before the merger, got 1,065 votes. The Association of Flight Attendants CWA received 666 votes. There were 26 votes for no union. IAM says it has already begun the process of negotiating a single collective bargaining agreement for the combined flight attendant group. A bargaining priority survey was launched before voting even began, and the official solicitation of contract proposals will begin immediately. A report issued by the Office of the DOT Inspector General on December 20th concludes that the FAA's oversight of air carrier training programs and pilot performance and proficiency programs, quote, "lacks the rigor needed to identify and track poor performing pilots and address potential program risks," unquote. The review found FAA has not sufficiently trained inspectors on how to evaluate air carriers' basic training assessments and noted inadequate oversight of Czech airmen. The inspector general adds that FAA maintains extensive pilot information that air carriers could use to evaluate the competence and qualifications of pilots, but has had a request process which hinders air carriers from easily obtaining all relevant data. The DOT IG has made 7 recommendations to the FAA for improvement. The FAA has 30 days from the release of the report to respond. Finally today, if you haven't caught it yet, be sure to watch this past Friday's edition of Airborne, the new weekly news wrap-up from Aero TV. This episode features a look back at the innovators of 2011 and EAA President Rod Hightower's look ahead to what it will take to get kids dreaming about aviation again. We'd be interested in getting your thoughts and any suggestions on how we can make Airborne better. You can find the link to watch it at the top of the page of our main site at www.aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves describes a scenario in which inadvertently flying into Class E airspace can be very dangerous. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.